Okay, good morning, all. We're here in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph, so let's jump right into Mishnah Gimel. So not only is it a prohibition to carry something from one rishus to another rishus, from a private domain to a public domain, but it's also a prohibition to move something more than four amos in a public domain. So the Mishnah says as follows: Hazorik arba amos bakusa lamala me'asar tzvachim. Let's say I throw something. Imagine something sticky, and I throw something sticky, and I throw it towards the wall, and it's more than four amos, and it gets to the wall, but it lands above 10 tzvachim on the wall. So if it's above 10 tzvachim, then we generally assume that it's not considered as if it landed. It's basically in that domain, the domain of the wall, and therefore, so if it's above 10 tzvachim, kizorik ba'avir. The Mishnah says that if this person is like they threw something in the air, and you're not liable for that. That's not a case you'd be liable for. Lemata me'asar tzvachim, but let's say it lands on the wall and sticks in the wall lower than 10 tzvachim. Kizorik ba'aretz, it's as if you threw it on the ground. And hazorik ba'aretz arba amos chayav, and a person who throws something on the ground and it moved, and they threw it more than four amos in a public domain, chayav, this person would be liable for doing this. Zarak letoch arba amos v'nitzkalkel chutz l'arba amos pator. But let's say I threw something, and I threw it four amos, but then it kind of rolled back a little bit. Zarek l'toch arba amos. Let's say I threw something and it landed within four amos, but then you know what happened? It rolled a little bit, and then once it was on the ground and it rolled a little bit, it was beyond four amos. So in that situation, patur, I'm exempt because I essentially did not really evidently mean to throw more than four amos. It was only less than that, and therefore I'm patur. But again, still rabbinically prohibited. Chutz l'arba amos. But let's say I threw it four amos, but it's galgel l'toch arba amos. But then it rolls back within four amos. So then it looks like, you know, at first I did the prohibition, but then it rolls back a little bit, and the prohibition doesn't seem to be as bad. So in that case, chayav, the person is obligated for violating the d'oraisa level of chutzah, because at the end of the day, you threw it, you know, four amos. So just because it rolled back doesn't mean you get to lower your prohibition at all. That's not how life works. Okay, Mishnah Dalet, Hazorik Bayam Arba Amos Patur. So when it comes to a body of water, so generally the Torah's perspective about a body of water is that it's really not a public domain. So we call it a karmelis, which is like a rabbinic domain. But so if I throw something into the water, in theory I would be totally exempt. But again, rabbinically prohibited. But let's say it was like a little dirty puddle of water on the street. You know, it just rained outside and there's a puddle of water on the street. So is that going to be considered like this big ocean that would be exempt on a Torah level? So im haya rakak mayim, but if it was a muddy little pond of water, that a pool of water, or rishus harabim mehalech as well, and everyone's walking around it. You know, you walk down the street in this city of Manhattan, and there's a little pool. Everyone walks past it. It's not a big deal. So hazorik l'tochu arba amos chayav. So if I throw a ball in a public domain and it goes more than four amos, the distance of more than four amos, and it lands in this little puddle, I'm still chayav. There's it's not like I'd be exempt, even though it's a little body of water. The kamahu rakak mayim, and how shallow does the muddy pool of water have to be in order for it to be considered essentially still part of the rishus harabim? Pachos me'asar tzvachim, it has to be less than 10 tzvachim deep. So if it's the average rain, you know, even on some of the streets here that get very flooded, it's not going to be higher than 10 tzvachim. If the puddle was higher than 10 tzvachim, then maybe it's its own domain at that point. But until then, it's going to be considered part of the regular public domain. And then finally, the Mishnah kind of reiterates itself, rakak mayim rishus harabim mahalachas. But let's say you have this pool of muddy water that most people walk through it. You know, it doesn't bother them. But some people, maybe let's say some people do avoid that. But again, most people walk through it. So in that situation, hazorik b'tochu arba amos chayav. If I throw a ball and it goes further than four amos and it lands in there, then I would be chayav. Then I would be obligated for violating the malacha of hotza. And we'll stop right here. And God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hay.